Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 NFL Draft recap for the Los Angeles Chargers. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram. And also check out our new LinkedIn page, as well as our top-tier podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcast, et cetera, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So let's get into it. The Los Angeles Chargers first round selection. We are going to go with a young man by the name of Zion Johnson, pick number 17, offensive lineman from Boston College University. Justin Herbert is going to love this guy. We've talked about him extensively here on the show, and he is a top-tier offensive lineman. I believe that the Chargers made a very good pick with selecting Zion overall with this selection. They got Rashawn Slater last year, of course, and I feel that with both of those gentlemen on the offensive line at the same time, it's going to be impressive. It is going to be a very stacked O-line, and I think the Chargers have done a good job of beefing that up. No second-round selection, but in the third round, they go pick 79 overall, JT Woods, the safety, out of Baylor University. Now, a lot of people, including myself, are kind of scratching my head. I feel like the Chargers could have went with a different position here, but they decided to go with safety. JT Woods, solid player at Baylor for the Bears. We will see how he can do and cope in the National Football League. But we'll see what, like I said, we'll see what he can do. But I'm not a huge fan of the pick that early. I felt like they could have potentially waited another round and gotten him, or I wasn't loving this one. We go round four, pick 18, or pick 123, mind you. I like this pick. One, we go with Isaiah Spiller, running back from Texas A&M University, representing the Aggies. And I like this one. I feel that this was a solid look, a solid pick here. Isaiah did a great job for the SEC as well as at Texas A&M. So I think that they did a good job of getting a solid running back and someone who's going to potentially, you know, be their future for them. You never know. Up next, we have in round five, pick 160, Otito Ogbonone, from the defensive tackle from UCLA with the Bruins. Overall, not a bad selection here. Once again, going for the D-line this time, helping out here. And Otito, we'll see what he can do. A round five selection. We'll have a lot of late-round picks today for the Chargers. And speaking of late-round picks, round six, pick 195, Jamari Sawyer, the guard from Georgia, another Georgia Bulldog taken. There was a ton of them selected in this past draft, a school record. And Sawyer, like I said, sixth-round pick. They're not expecting them to do a lot just off the bat. But I think that he is someone, obviously, he's a national champion. He's got that pedigree. And he can really put in some work if you need him to this upcoming season. So we'll see how he can move up the depth charts and play for these Chargers. It's going to be a stacked division in that AFC West. The next selection they had was also in round six. This one was pick number 214 overall. They went Jasur Taylor, cornerback out of Wake Forest University with the Demon Deacons. So another pick here. They're kind of filling all the positions. It feels like they're really trying to help out just all around. They've gotten guards, running backs, defensive tackles. Now they're going to go with a corner with this young man here out of Wake Forest. So we will see what he can do. Like I said, late round pick, and I think it's something that they could really work with, and he can develop into a good player. Coming up next, we have in round, let me get it pulled up here. In round seven, we are going to go with Dean Leonard, the defensive back from Ole Miss University. Round seven, pick 236 overall. And also in round seven, they had 260, Xander Horvath, the fullback. Yes, the fullback from Purdue University. Talking about the seventh round picks with Leonard. Like I said, they're going to help out the D-backs once again. Not too bad. You always have some good safeties, some good corners in this league. So I can definitely see why they double dip there. As for the final pick there with the fullback, I mean, obviously you don't see many fullbacks anymore. It's weird to see, but hey, I mean, obviously they have some plans to incorporate him into the system and to maybe get some plays drawn up for him, maybe some goal line runs, maybe just mostly for blocking, if I had to guess. But an interesting pick there to round out the draft with a fullback overall, I thought. Just something different you don't really see very much, if at all, anymore, which is, you know, in a pass-heavy league like the NFL is nowadays, it's kind of weird that they went with a fullback. I get it was their last pick, but still, you don't see many fullbacks selected anymore. So happy for Xander, and also with Leonard, the defensive back from Mississippi. So this has been the draft recap for the Chargers. Overall, if I had to go with a final grade for these Chargers, what I think they did overall, and I think just as a draft per se, I will go and give them, I'll go a B-. I wasn't too thrilled with a bunch of these picks overall, but I still think that they had some good selections. I like Isaiah Spiller. I like Johnson, of course. Wasn't sure that I feel like they reached on Woods maybe, but I think Sawyer will be solid. Taylor. I think that overall, if these guys, if Taylor, Leonard, Horvath, Sawyer, Ogbonnioni, Spiller, Woods, and Johnson can all get it together, right? If they can work hard, then I think the Chargers, I mean, obviously they were a good team last year. I think they can get even better. But I would go with a B- for my final grade for these LA Chargers. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoyed this video or this podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We'll have each and every single day on Facebook and on YouTube. Check out our podcast. Of course, if you haven't done so already, over 900 amazing episodes available to you right now with more being uploaded each and every single week. So go over there, check us out, and be sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Just say, hey, love the show. Or if you want us to talk about a certain prospect, a certain player, certain team, just put it in our comments on Facebook, YouTube, or on the podcast, and we will get to it and do our best to get to it as soon as possible. As I've been your host, Logan Lewis. Have a tremendous day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.